An effort to invigorate the chemical industry in the U.S. and help farmers and ranchers in the process. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The top 50 chemical firms in the world have a combined revenue of $4 trillion. That's according to Doug Friedman, CEO of BioMade, who says most of those companies are outside the U.S. But he says U.S. agriculture could help change that.
If what we are going to do is bring some of that chemical production to the United States, for an industry of that size, we are going to need an astronomically large volume of feedstock. And so when we're talking about the farmers and growers, it's saying, hey, what feedstocks are being used today? And then importantly, what are the opportunities for different feedstocks to be used in the future?
Friedman says agricultural products, including some that now go to waste, would be used to produce chemicals now and in the future. He says BioMade plans to have a manufacturing facility in place by late 2027. Meanwhile, he's cultivating collaborations.
For individual farmers and growers, encourage your associations to get in touch with us and say, hey, how can we get at the table to help work through these problems?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.